When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I'm your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie's here. We're going to babble on about nothing for the next 25 to 30 minutes. And then we are going to let you get everybody enjoy their weekends. You know, since I was told on Twitter this morning that I am not good at interviews, we are going to retire every interview segment going forward. So it will just be Frenchie and I for the end of times. Now that I've scared away any remaining listeners. Frenchie, I know you have a non-racing question to start the show since you texted me this weekend. What is it?
Oh, I have a whole list now, so these are going to get interesting.
And then I found that one on like Instagram last night. I want to save that because it's too early in the morning for me to think that much, but did you write that down? Or can you write that
down? No, but I remember the question and I can write it down.
Okay.
I'll add it to this list.
All right.
But I didn't send you this list on purpose because I don't want you to see these.
That makes sense.
The one I'm choosing for today is you come to power in your country for 24 hours in a coup and you can change three things. Like you can make laws. One big law and two small things you can change. What would they be?
Okay. Oh, boy. This could get real political, couldn't it?
No, I thought of it more along the lines of like nuisances, things you find annoying. But you can also make it extremely political, I guess, if you wanted to.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. Let's see. I would make it if you turn your car and you don't use your blinker, jail time, right to jail. I guess that's probably a small one. If I would ban the reply all function in every email capability, unless you have express written consent from everybody else on an email thread that it is absolutely required.
Nice.
And I would get rid of the Philly wage tax, which adds extra income tax on my paycheck.
Okay, that's fair. I like those. Yeah, I would probably have severe punishments for anyone who plays music out loud in public and doesn't use headphones, like if they're on the metro or... Just, use headphones. I'm trying to think of what else. People who ride their bike on the road, on like a two-lane road, and block traffic for miles, like without moving over. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sure you've seen this.
Say that again. I think I just want to, like, I'm trying to visualize it.
So you're on a two-lane road and someone's biking down the road, like
yeah.
Mm-hmm. A serious biker,
mm-hmm.
And they're just blocking traffic because no one can go around them.
Yeah.
Because traffic's coming the other way. They should be forced to pull over and not block traffic and let all the traffic pass by and then they can continue biking. Otherwise, they should be punished. Because they're moving so much slower, it's ridiculous and inconsiderate in my opinion. And I'm not trying to target bikers, but I hate that. And trying to think of what else. Anyone who cuts someone in line,
yeah,
you should just be able to beat them up like no penalty. I guess that'd be really bad, but I'm not thinking about the consequences of these laws. Right. I'm just making them as we go along.
There are no consequences. It's funny you mentioned the biker one, because I was just saying, so near girlfriend's apartment, there's like a restaurant we go to. Like, you can sit outside, you can bring your dog. So like, we go with the dog once in a while. And there's like a, you know, Philly has like bike lanes in the city, not everywhere, but for the most part, like the main kind of through streets all have bike lanes. And if you aren't paying attention, the bikers will 100% run you over as you, like, cause sometimes I park up there near her apartment, and I got out of the car like 2 weeks ago and like ended up like dropping my laptop because like I got freaked out because I heard a biker like start cursing at me as I was standing in the bike lane. Like, it's really intense. And if you're
as
not
you get out of the car as you parallel parked,
I was backing into this is a backup spot where you have, like, they may make you back into the spot, and the bike lane is right behind where you park. So you're not getting in, you're not going to hit them with your car, but I got out of the car to grab the dog crate from the trunk to walk inside, and I walked right into the bike lane.
Got it. So they're not creating a situation where you're opening your driver door into the bike lane, sending bikers flying.
Yeah, correct. I've been tempted, even as a biker, like, and listen, I don't bike as much as I used to, but even as a biker, there are some that are just infuriating to deal with on the road. So you're not wrong.
Share the road.
Yeah, share the road. You know, peace and love and good vibes and whatever. So I hope everybody enjoyed Brad Perez yesterday. Or I guess technically it came out Wednesday night, because I was unable to, I don't have time today to edit and post it. So yeah, I don't think we have too much. We have a little bit of IndyCar news, probably a little bit of F1 that I, you know, might watch this weekend. So Kiffin Simpson got an IndyCar ride. We are all intrigued to see how he does next year. And, you know, I'm curious now, do you think that means, because inevitably Chip might end up at five cars next year? So we have Dixon, Pillow. We assume Pillow right now. I guess technically we don't honestly know. So we're going to assume Pillow. We have Lundqvist, we have Kiffin, and Armstrong. So yeah, we're at five cars. Do you think that means Honda? Do you think that means Andretti will definitely be at three cars? Because I know Honda said, like, we're trying to figure out how to get to scale up, you know, another engine and another, you know, team to be responsible from Honda to work on that engine, etc. But is Ganassi kind of putting the cart before the horse here? I guess that was seven questions, so I apologize. The coffee hasn't yet kicked in.
No, it's okay. I think, wait, so first about Kiffin Simpson. Yes, I'm intrigued to see how he does. We've not had that big of a sample size. You know, he's done, what, two seasons in Indy next? So,
yeah.
But he's also barely 19, right? So I think he's got a lot of time to hopefully show some talent. And I don't think Chip Ganassi really signs people that are just ride buyers, except Max Chilton. But that was a long time ago. So who knows? I have hope that he'll do well, but we may end up seeing another kind of underwhelming driver, or we may see somebody who really steps up in great equipment and shows us that we kind of underestimated them. That'd be cool. I mean,
to be fair, anyway, I'm going to cut you off. We all almost underestimated Alex Pillow 2 years ago when he first started with Ganassi. He had a fine rookie year at Dale Coyne, but I don't even think he had a top five, and gave one top 10 or two top 10s, but, you know, it wasn't anything to totally write home about. So yeah, sorry, continue.
That's a very good point. Regarding the Honda situation, I think based on the fact that Andretti definitely didn't make the leader circle, correct?
Correct.
So unless there's a really good sponsor, I don't know why, as Michael Andretti, you would bother bringing that fourth car in. The 29 has always just dragged that team down. It has not been helpful, really, for them.
Yeah.
Maybe that has to do with the drivers they put in that car, except when Hinch was in it, I would say, off the top of my head. But yeah, I don't know why you would waste your time having a car that would just basically end up being maybe wrecked equipment and another team to focus on, when you could just put more resources into the three that would be competitive.
Yeah, man. I mean, really, and I'm not like, you know, some Marco defender here, but if you go back to like Marco in that car, you know, he had some moments. Hinch had some moments, and really since Hinch left the car, it's been significantly downhill. And listen, it's not all the driver. There's that team has shot itself in the foot more times than I can count. But yeah, and I guess we should mention Honda, HPD in the US combined with Honda Racing globally. So they're now one company, which is cool. I don't think it changes too much, at least in terms of anything that we're going to be covering, but yeah, you know, it's certainly interesting. What else do we have? You know, it's too early in the winter or too early in the off season for any IndyNext news. Louis Foster did test with Andretti yesterday and impressed, but how many times have we heard, oh, he was impressive in that test, and then you never hear from that driver again in IndyCar? So
yeah.
Oh, there's too much.
The ECR testing news about Christian Rasmussen and also Oliver Askew testing that car. So I guess they're evaluating those two, I would imagine, for that seat. That's the 20 seat, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also have heard that Felipe Drugovich was offered to take part in that test, but he decided that he doesn't want to do that because I guess he still has some F1 hopes or aspirations. I think he's supposedly been negotiating with Williams for that Logan Sargeant seat.
Yep.
I don't know if that will go anywhere. I think Drugovich has some funding behind him, but who the heck knows?
Yeah, again, this is why the F1 ladder system sucks and why you see Ilott and Armstrong and, I mean, even you could say like Colton Herta and all the way back to like Connor Daly and so on and so forth.
Pato.
Probably more I'm not thinking of at the moment. It's really hard recording in the morning because my brain is not yet totally awake.
I agree. Yeah. We should be awake by now. It's not that early.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I was saying this to my boss in the other part of my work life the other day, and because it took me 2 hours to get to work on Tuesday when it should be like 45-minute drive right now. And it took me 2.5 hours last week. And I was like, listen, I'm just not a morning person. And she's like, I don't care. Just come in a little bit later then. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
But I mean, it won't matter in a couple of weeks once I move and am slightly closer to the office, which will be nice. But I guess we should talk F1 because I think that's it IndyCar wise.
Yeah, you're right. And what you actually said just kind of brought the news item I wanted to bring up first to my attention. And that is, we're hearing that Daniel Ricciardo is almost likely to be a lock for that AlphaTauri seat, despite the fact that Liam Lawson has been performing exceptionally well for a rookie. The F1 ladder, once again, shows itself to be absolutely worthless. If I was Liam Lawson, I would be really angry because he's done everything he was supposed to do for Red Bull. And as we've said many times before, Red Bull doesn't play by the rules. They don't care how they really treat their drivers. They are willing to eat you up and spit you out. So you can't, I guess, be surprised, but would you pick Daniel Ricciardo over Liam Lawson at this point? I think there's more upside I mean, we haven't seen very much from Liam Lawson, but it seems like he can only go up from here. Whereas Daniel Ricciardo, unfortunately, and as controversial and upsetting to many of those listening, this will probably be, seems to be on the decline. But maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Yeah, you know, I get it, because I feel like this could also be a AlphaTauri / whatever the hell they're going to be next year, you know.
Adidas or something, right? Did you see that?
Prancing Pony, Adidas Puma.
You know, Hugo Boss. Yeah,
Hugo Boss, insert, you know, big retail company. Wants maybe a little bit more of a recognizable face in terms, you know, for marketing purposes. Sure, that's probably the angle we're going with here. And maybe Red Bull is saying, you know, after next year, we're going to put Daniel in the seat next to Max, because again, it'll be, you know, I don't think you'll see any sort of contentious relationship like I think Perez has started to develop with Max here. Ricardo and Max worked fine together for a couple seasons already. So, and then you bring in Lawson, or, you know, but the problem is they might have lost Lawson at this point. He might end up elsewhere. So that's the risky
run. If I were him, I would bail.
Yes. Yeah. But where are you going to go? You know, where, like, you're stuck.
Right.
That's the problem, is you're stuck. So anyway, yeah. The F1 ladder system sucks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
On the good side, Oscar Piastri has now been signed through 2026. He's done enough to prove to McLaren that he deserves to be there for, I guess that's more the short term, but for longer than his existing contract had set him out. I think that's a good move, because we know Lando signed it until at least 2025. So
yep,
that gives them options. I think kind of some overlap with those two contracts. And for all the people, I mean, I don't want to say I was one of those people, but who kind of got a sour impression or soured a little bit on Oscar coming in just because of the whole Alpine contract situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But after everything that's come out, that was all Alpine. I mean, that was like 99% on them. They were the true villains, I think, in that situation that screwed everything up. And you can't expect Oscar and his manager, Mark Webber, to do anything other than look out for his career. And this has proven to be the right move.
Yeah, totally fine. You know, looking back on it, I think it's hard to compare to the Polo situation, because, I mean, you can't. But yeah, fair point. Also, the Alonso Samurai helmet is one of the most epic F1 helmets of all time. And I think they had like a
win this weekend with that.
Probably not. I mean, they've listen, I, as we all know, have not watched the second half of the season very closely. And I don't know if I will this weekend. What time is the race this weekend? Do you want to do times real quick so I can make or break my point?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that. But you did miss probably the best race of the season in Singapore.
I have a defense on that one. I'll go with that first while you grab the times. So, yes, I did miss most of it. I watched it kind of off and on, and then I watched a YouTube highlight. Was it the best race of the year simply because somebody from Red Bull didn't win? Because everything I watched was it was just a DRS train with somebody else other than Red Bull in front. So while it was a better race, I still think, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was no more than a 5.
Oh, I disagree. I think it was more than a 5 because...
Yeah, no way.
There was a lot of unpredictable... The result, we didn't know it was going to happen. There could have been anybody who won. And then George Russell wrecked himself out at the end of the race, which made me cackle with laughter because... He irks me so much now, his personality. I don't really know why, but he just seems so smug, and I don't know. He bothers me at this point, and he just throws away results in an effort to prove that he's better than Lewis, and that makes Lewis even more concrete in my mind as the dominant one in that team, even though he's much older and everyone would love to see, or a lot of people would love to see George kind of overtake him and see the young gun kind of, you know, show up the experienced master. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. George makes way too many mistakes. He's got speed. I do think he'll eventually be a champion, but he's really got to clean some stuff up and stop making these ridiculous mistakes because it's embarrassing. And then it's also even more embarrassing when he cries, because the way he cries is not just, he just cries like someone very dramatic. It's like a soap opera cry. So I don't like to make fun of him for crying necessarily, but I'll make an exception here.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. It could just very well be the fact that I'm jaded and just like don't enjoy F1 right now in a little bit, but the DRS train stuff really is just irritating to sit and watch. I mean, listen, it happens in IndyCar too, obviously not DRS. There are plenty of follow the leader races, but so this is not exclusively an F1 thing, but the DRS train, especially because I think DRS is garbage, is infuriating to watch. Okay, have anything else? I know we're almost out of time.
Yes, one last thing that I think I wanted to bring up and discuss. Oh, I was supposed to bring up the times. We keep getting, we're all over the place this morning.
Yeah,
times for Suzuka this weekend.
For everybody listening, we never record in the morning because, like I said, I'm not a morning person, neither is Frenchie, but we had to this morning because life, and it's really hard. What are the times this weekend?
I'm gonna second that. Yeah, so the practice one is actually at 10:30 p.m. tonight, Thursday night. Okay. So people listening to this will
miss
it. So we can watch that. That'll be good.
Yep.
Practice two is at 2 a.m.
Nope. Won't be watching
on
that.
Friday morning, I guess that is. Practice three is at 10:30 p.m. on Friday night. So that's also like a watchable time
watch
if you're not kind of out somewhere. Qualifying's at 2 a.m.
Nope.
And then the race is at 1 a.m. on, I guess that's Sunday morning.
Yep.
Wow. That'll be a rerun watch for me, probably.
Yep. If the race was at like 11 p.m. Saturday night, I'd be like, all right, perfect. I'll be in the city, but you know she'll be working, so I'll be able to at least watch the first half of the race before she gets back. And instead, I will be asleep and not watching.
Well, you already fall asleep to F1.
I do
at other times of the day.
Yeah.
So there's no way that you could watch it that late and not fall asleep within about right after the start, first five laps.
There was a race earlier this year that I didn't even make it to the end of the first lap.
Wow.
It was like a 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. start time before I dozed back off. But anyway.
Were you watching in bed?
I think I was on the couch, but it's all the same for me. All right, we're out of time. Do you want to make predictions before we go?
Sure, we'll bring up my other topic at some point.
Yeah, just write it down and we'll get to
it. In the future. Yeah, we'll do
that. Next week or the week after.
It can wait. Predictions. You're not doing them anymore.
No, yes, I'm still abstaining from predictions. I don't remember when I'm going to, what I said in terms of like not doing that, but yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay, so... Suzuka, who's going to do well there? Well, there's the whole flexi wing thing happening, and the hypothesis or the view of at least everyone in the paddock that's on the inside is saying that that's not why Red Bull was so much less competitive at right. Singapore. So I don't want to make Max as a prediction, but I think he's going to do well this weekend. However, let's just bet on Carlos Sainz to do well again this weekend, because okay. winning your second race in that kind of fashion and all the dominance, I mean, the Ferrari fans are hyped up that he just was fine. Who would have thought it was going to be Ferrari with all the crap that they've done to themselves this season that was going to stop Red Bull's streak? I would never have thought that.
Yeah.
And then who's going to do poorly? I still...
Everyone. All 20 cars.
No, it can't be all of them. Somebody's got to do well.
Nope, all 20 cars. It's going to be the worst F1 race in the history of races.
I think George Russell's going to continue to embarrass himself. And okay. that's not because I necessarily want it, because he already did enough to himself that I'm sure he's pretty upset and ashamed at throwing away a probably locked in podium. But I think he is somebody who is still trying to prove himself so much that he even has his own self-doubt, and that ends up affecting his race results, because he doesn't yeah. know when to play it safe, and he has to go for the win to try to show that he's better than Lewis, okay. which means that he doesn't have the mental maturity that Lewis does, and he'll never be able to compete on that level until he gets there.
All right, fair enough. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the interview yesterday. Hope you guys enjoyed this today. We'll be back next week to talk about some other stuff. And yeah, enjoy the...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.